The rest of the story. We are still conducting aerial reconnaissance over the Persian Gulf, you know, and with highly sophisticated technology. But did you know that during the American war between the states, during our nation's uncivil war, a young scientist named Thaddeus Lowe became an aerial reconnaissance spy for the North? And he did his spying from a coal gas balloon. Actually took photographs of Confederate reinforcements from high in the air beyond the range of enemy artillery. After that, aerial photographic reconnaissance became an important facet of the military sciences. The most sophisticated spying of the nature was done by Germany during the Second World War. By then, the range and accuracy of ground artillery had improved also. Ordinary reconnaissance forces were no longer safe in the air. And yet there was one extraordinary aerial reconnaissance force, one German corps of skyward spies that never suffered a single casualty. So swift, so secret were their missions that not even their existence was confirmed until after the war. And the reason for their success is the rest of the story. It is believed that this special aerial reconnaissance corps of the Third Reich flew its first missions over the Maginot Line. At any event, the French suspected nothing. After all, the only aircraft sighted in the area were identified as friendly. Allied intelligence had reported nothing to the effect that the Germans were performing ultra-sophisticated aerial espionage. And yet they sure enough were. Back in Berlin, German intelligence was studying the precise arrangement and the precise location of French emplacements along that secret Maginot Line. In organizing this special reconnaissance force, the Germans were most efficient. To have screened their troops for expert photographers and topographers would have been a waste of time and money. The Corps accepted only the best flyers. The photography was left to automatic cameras. The truly devastating aspect of Germany's aerial reconnaissance was that the Allies were entirely unaware of what was going on. Their ignorance was reflected in the aerial photographs preserved to this day. You can see ground artillery at rest. You see nobody scurrying for cover at the sight of enemy planes. Because nobody knows when this secret reconnaissance corps was first put into action, we can't know for sure how long the Allies were kept off guard. We can't even know for sure how many Axis victories date back to this special aerial reconnaissance. But surely some. The very existence of such a force is sufficiently wondrous. Who knows whether the Maginot Line would have been breached at all if it hadn't been photographed so thoroughly? If it hadn't been for, once upon a time, a unique group of German flyers capable of performing low-altitude aerial reconnaissance utterly undetected. Like phantoms, they wafted with the breezes above Allied camps, attracting no attention at all with their tiny air-activated cameras banded to their breasts. Not men in planes, not men at all. Pigeons. And now you know the rest of the story.